The morning blend's not over yet. There's time for a second cup with David and Brenda.
Oh, Friday mornings is a good day for not only a second cup, but maybe a third cup of coffee.
I need that.
I'm giving myself permission to have all the coffee I want today.
Well, that's good for you.
I'm just going to not put the sugar in it.
Okay.
You can have coffee. That's not bad for you.
I like that.
I'll be all jittery and sweaty by this afternoon, though. But it's a good day for a second cup. Now, David, I have a very important question for you.
Yes.
Actually, one.
Okay.
Two questions.
Okay.
First of all,
yes.
David,
yes.
Do you know what Instagram is?
I do know what Instagram is.
David, do you have an Instagram account?
I do not have an Instagram account.
You do not. I have an Instagram account.
Do
now,
you?
I like Instagram because really for the most part, which is what I had kind of originally signed up for Facebook for, it's just people posting their pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Pictures of their dogs, of their families. And then if you get going too much, though, now it's starting to get infiltrated with all that divisive things and everything
like that.
You know, social media tends to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that part about it. But there's some benefits to having social media, too. Online platforms can be a powerful force for good. So education, inspiration, encouragement in your vocation, just a few of the good influences that you can find online.
Yeah.
Now, one of the rules as a parent who has teenagers, and this has been kind of our ongoing thing for years now, is that, you know, our kids actually did not get cell phones until, you know, 7th or 8th grade. And even then, I felt like that was kind of young.
Sure.
Not so much anymore. They were like the last ones to get those. And then as they started to use those over the years, I'd let them add one of these apps.
Mm-hmm.
But the rule was if they added any one of these apps that I had to be one of their followers. So that means I got all of their apps too. I put them on mine and then I would see whatever they posted.
It's a great idea.
You know, you kind of ease them into those things. So the key, though, that we've found and that we've hopefully kind of taught our kids is to be choosy about who you follow.
Right.
And the other thing is people have to have permission to follow you.
Okay.
Right? Kind of like friending on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want to, let's be friends. Do I know you? Do you post things I agree with? Are you like toxic? Those types of things.
Yeah, right.
And then you make those decisions. But if you want to add an account, like to Facebook or, on this case, Instagram, you want to make sure that you follow some really great people because that means that throughout the day, your feed, your news feed or whatever, will be inspirational.
Yeah, like you can follow the Pope's Twitter.
That's right.
Yeah.
And absolutely. At Pontifex?
Yeah, I'd have to look.
Something like that,
right. Yeah.
Is Twitter. Well, here, David, today I have got 5 priests who you should be following on Instagram.
Oh, nice.
Isn't this fantastic?
Yeah, I like that,
So I thought I'd give you the list, so that way if you're at home, don't do this if you're driving, but open up your Instagram account and start looking up these priests, because they're great ones to follow.
Nice.
First of all, Father Josh Johnson. He's at FR Josh Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he is the director of vocations for the Diocese of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, a presenter with Ascension Press, and the author of Broken and Blessed. He has a podcast called Ask Father Josh.
Nice.
Young man.
Yeah.
Very, very great Instagram account. I like this one.
Mm-hmm.
Here's another one that's really wonderful and beautiful. If you want to see something beautiful come across, look up at Lawrence O.P.
Mm-hmm.
Father Lawrence Liu, O.P., Order of Preachers. Do we know any O.P.s?
Yeah, we sure do.
Those are our wonderful Dominicans.
Dominicans, sure.
Yeah.
Father Gabriel.
Father Gabriel is one indeed. Father Liu is an English Dominican friar proclaiming God's goodness and created beauty through photographs.
Wow.
And they are inspirational. I mean, there is art is beautiful.
Yeah.
But with photographs, you recognize that creation is art.
Love beautiful photographs.
Right?
Yeah.
This is one not to miss. Let's see. And a whole group, Franciscan Friars of the Renewal. They were founded in the Bronx in 1987.
No kidding.
This is a new group. And these friars followed Jesus in the footsteps of Francis of Assisi. They live as brothers, love and serve the poor and suffering. Their Instagram account at CFR underscore Franciscans.
I remember hearing about them before. We may have done a story on them in the past.
Probably so. Yeah, and right. They're very recognizable because their Franciscan habits, gray.
Yes.
They wear the gray habit instead of the traditional brown. Mm-hmm. All right, here's another. Father Stephen Gadbury. Now, this one is fun because Father Gadbury accounts shares his great sense of humor as well as profound reflection. His account bio reads, "A restless heart in pursuit of peace, brought to you by Jesus and caffeine."
I like that.
He should be on the morning blend. And caffeine. That's all
you
need.
There you go.
His Instagram account is at Father Stephen J. Gadbury, Stephen with a PH.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, that's the right way to spell it. That's how my brother spells it. So, and then this one, a name definitely recognizable, Father Michael Schmidt.
Yeah.
Right? Bible in a Year.
Yeah.
He's had one of the number one podcasts in the United States.
No kidding.
Yeah, really fantastic. He's the director of youth and young adult ministries for the Diocese of Duluth, Minnesota. He's a speaker and author. He is the host of Ascension's Press Popular, Bible in a Year.
Mm-hmm.
His Instagram account is at Father Mike Schmitz, T-S-C-H-M-I-T-Z.
Excellent.
So those are some priests to follow. But David,
yeah,
there's one more account you need to be following. So if people are at home listening, they need to look up at Mater Dei Radio. Mater Dei Radio's got an Instagram account.
We do.
We do have one.
All right.
Our media manager, Sarah Kenzie's got a set up and great content showing up every single day.
Where I thought you were going to go, but it's not quite ready yet, but we're going to have Mater Dei Radio, a new app.
We have a new app that is getting ready to come out, but Instagram already up and running.
Well, keep an eye out for the new app when it's ready to go, because it's going to be wonderful. We've been testing it, and it's some great content there. But all of these wonderful priests, that's awesome.
They are fun, too.
Yeah.
Joy in their hearts.
Yeah.
They serve the Lord with joy in their hearts. Well, we hope that your second cup brought you some joy in your heart.